Donkeys! Day one in Bonaire. We had barely checked into our rental house and were just stretching our legs when Ashley and I passed our very first Bonairean resident donkey. And this is great news because now that I've seen some livestock, I can now write off the entire trip as a farm expense. Ashley saw him first, and even though the truck windows were closed and we were driving fairly quickly, the donkey lazily swung his head to watch us approach. I slammed on the brakes, which is, of course, a reflex of being white-tailed deer paranoid whenever you drive in Wisconsin. But let me tell you, wild donkeys are nothing like white-tailed deer. For one thing, donkeys are not suicidal. Going back in time, early Spanish sailors, who immediately labeled Bonaire useless upon its discovery, introduced donkeys to the island. The Spaniards offloaded their livestock from their ships, and not surprisingly, the donkeys figured out a way to survive when they were left to their own regard. Thus, coming across a set of big ears is really not that uncommon at all when you drive around Bonaire. The donkeys are docile, curious creatures, and they kind of get a bad rap. Their ungainly and comedic composure absolutely detract from their clear intelligence. And I mean that. And let's explore that a little bit. But, you know, just if you picture a donkey, just when you can see past their weird stature, just when you gaze into their eyes, just when you give them the benefit of the doubt, they let loose with a loud bray, which is no doubt, without question, amongst the most bizarre and self-depreciating sounds in the animal world. Donkeys are themselves a tragedy, as timeless and transcendent as Romeo and Juliet. They are dismissed as mere beasts of burden. They're labeled stubborn, stupid, and they are characterized in cartoons and drawings much the same way that Japanese were portrayed by American propaganda during World War II. They are portrayed buck-toothed, squinting, pot-bellied, and with a ridiculous grin on their face. Even Eeyore slumps around with a perpetual storm cloud following him around. Eeyore's greatest thrill in life is to eat thistles. But you know, in reality, donkeys are nothing of the sort. And if Eeyore can ultimately prevail as a relatable and ultimately lovable character, then there must be something, anything, happening beneath those grandly disproportionate ears. Behind those soft, dark, and knowing eyes, there is much more than just an accidental spark of intelligence. I have always said, and I still do, that working with cows would make me better at working with horses, and vice versa. And in some regards, this is true. Although dairy cows are my mainstay, I have developed a strong kinship and equally respectful outlook towards equines. My mother and I used to ride our horses around the farm, and should you come to visit us at the dairy, you will no doubt have a chance to bond with at least one of our several resident horses or donkeys. At the end of the day, however, there is an exceedingly simple yet screamingly profound difference between horses and cows. And that is, cows, at the end of the day, cows are meant to be eaten. And I am totally unapologetic about that. I've worked with cows my entire life. I know how it sounds to those of you who may not have had the opportunity to work with cows, but cows are absolutely meant, at the end of the day, to be eaten. That doesn't mean that they should be mistreated. It doesn't mean that they should be taken for granted. It doesn't mean that they should be disrespected. But on the other hand, equines, the genus of which horses and donkeys are members, are not meant to be eaten. Horses have always kind of reminded me the relationship that you develop is very, very similar to that of dogs, this man's, human's best friend. But for the time being, the difference between cows and horses, it's really as simple as that. But believe me, we are going to delve into this deeper as this journey continues. Getting back to Bonaire, I slowed the truck to a crawl. The only sounds were the crunching of broken gravel beneath the tires and the engine at idle. By now, Ashley had rolled down her window and was leaning out, excitedly talking to the wild Bonaire donkey in a special voice that is reserved just for them. And as we develop our relationship, maybe I will, maybe I'll let you in on this, but yeah, we have developed different voices for all of the different animals to fit their personalities, but I don't think we're quite at that point just yet. The donkey stared back at Ashley as though totally indignant that he should have to reduce himself to acknowledging this pathetic caravan chattering past. And now, a standoff has occurred. Ashley leaned far out of the window, engaging with the big ears. He was neither timid nor aggressive. Rather, he was curious. He did not react positively or negatively to our intrusion. In the way that donkeys do, he sized up the situation before proceeding. He stared us down and only broke the stalemate when he was good and ready. Absolutely on his terms. Without taking his eyes off either of us, he nosed closer to the vehicle. Again, his actions were neither timid nor fierce. His muzzle wrinkled slightly as he inspected the aroma of the situation, and having found neither friend nor foe in us, simply turned and just walked away. Ashley sat down. I could tell she felt rejected. And as we proceeded down the road, the donkey gave us not even so much as a backward glance. His ears stared straight ahead. Whatever he was ambling towards was clearly of infinitely greater interest than a couple of American farmers turned tourists. I actually think that's what I respect about equines the most. In this case, the donkey sat back, took his time to size up the situation, and recognized us for what we truly were, a flash-in-the-pan intrusion to his daily routine, whatever that may be. We were there, and we offered no harm, but we really didn't have anything to offer either way, and that was it. Life goes on. In that briefest of moments, the donkey's eyes searched us and sized us up accordingly. Equine encounters are exactly like that, which is why horses are such effective therapy animals. When a horse bonds with you, it searches deep into your soul and it latches onto the most primal yet defining characteristics of your identity. These animals, and I saw it ever so briefly with the Bonairean donkey, they read us like a sheet of paper. Then, and only then, they decide, and only they decide, what happens next. A horse that does not respect its rider will act out like a spoiled, tantrum-throwing child. Conversely, a combat veteran Marine friend of mine was moved to tears by a mutually supportive relationship that he developed with a therapy horse. And that's no joke either. In her later years, my mom developed a relationship with a therapy horse, and we will meet her. We'll meet the horse as time goes on. But once that bond is made, it is unbreakable. What an absolute privilege it is to have animals in our lives. As Ashley and I drove off, we got not so much as a backward ear twitch from the departing donkey. His head bobbed as he walked in the opposite direction. His fat belly bounced in tandem with his ears. Naturally, the encounter made me miss our animals at home, both cows and horses. Ashley and I wondered aloud how they were faring in the cold Wisconsin weather while we were here sweating in the Dutch Caribbean. And by the way, I say Caribbean. People correct me every once in a while. Caribbean, Caribbean, whatever. Tomato, tomato. Cows and horses are oftentimes referred to interchangeably. Cows and horses. Mere barnyard animals. But after a lifetime of working with both, I can vouch that cows and horses are anything but. I missed our equine companions. I also miss the calm, steady, regular demeanor that only a herd of dairy cows can provide. And believe me, we will talk about that as time goes on too. But cows and horses. Working with one absolutely, positively makes you respect the other and vice versa. All right, wrapping up. There is definitely more to come. In the meantime, as always, check us out on Facebook, Wegmiller Dairy Farm. We'll always have updates day to day, week to week. Definitely visit farmforthought.org. Again, O-R-G. Be very careful how you enunciate that. Check out the Farm Stay, the Dairy on Airbnb if you're interested in seeing any of this up close and in person. And as always, stay tuned here for a never-ending supply of BS, which in this case, of course, stands for Brown Swiss. I am Dan Wegmiller, and this is Farm for Thought. Thank you.